July 8th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Will to Loyalty. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15. Will is the whole man active. I cannot give up my will. I must exercise it. I must will to obey, and I must will to receive God's Spirit. When God gives a vision of truth, it is never a question of what He will do, but of what we will do. The Lord has been putting before us all some big propositions, and the best thing to do is to remember what you did when you were touched by God before, the time when you were saved, or first saw Jesus, or realized some truth. It was easy then to yield allegiance to God. Recall those moments now as the Spirit of God brings before you some new proposition. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. It is a deliberate calculation, not something into which you drift easily. And everything else is in abeyance until you decide. The proposition is between you and God. Do not confer with flesh and blood about it. With every new proposition, other people get more and more out of it. That is where the strain comes. God allows the opinion of His saints to matter to you, and yet you are brought more and more out of the certainty that others understand the step you are taking. You have no business to find out where God is leading. The only thing God will explain to you is Himself. Profess to Him, "I will be loyal." Immediately you choose to be loyal to Jesus Christ, you are a witness against yourself. Don't consult other Christians, but profess before Him, "I will serve Thee, will to be loyal," and give other people credit for being loyal too. That's the end of Oswald's message. There is only one thing that separates me from a deeply intimate relationship to God, and that one thing is my purpose. By purpose, I mean what I purpose to do. Nothing in my life of any significance just happens. The monumental things require that I purpose to do it. In order to fulfill God's purpose for me, and that is only that I become intimate with Him, I only need to do one thing. That is to have an extreme resolve to know Him more. The problem is often one of two things. One is that I do not have the resolve to know Him at any cost. The other is that I try to become intimate in the wrong way. I try to become intimate by having attitudes and doing acts which are neither romantic nor conducive to establishing relationships. Many people try to appease or placate or make God happy by doing acts of penance or begging forgiveness for infractions. Others try to become intimate by filling their minds with facts about their God or holy writings. Many live in constant guilt and shame with the feeling that they never quite measure up to what God expects of them. As a consequence, many never feel accepted or loved by God. Yet all He wants from any person is deeply passionate intimacy. God is actually jealous of our affections when we lavish them on ourselves or others. Further, God is not interested in group relationships. He wants individual ones, and as one does become more intimate with God, those around him who claim to be godly will not understand the obedience to the Spirit which results in acts which make no common sense. With each successive step closer to God one takes, the less other Christians understand what one does. At the same time, understand that as you become closer to God, you may not understand why another intimate one does what they do, or says what they say. Give them the benefit of the doubt as well. It is not yours to understand either what God asks of you or what He asks of others. It is only to be immediately responsive to whatever He asks of you, regardless of what anyone else thinks about it. Most often we are thwarted in our resolve to become intimate with God by some of the persons whom we consider to be most godly. This may be religious leaders. This may be family members. Strive, however, to leave everyone out of your individual pursuit of intimacy with God. He is all you need.